بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In numerous ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there are also some ayat of the Quran that teaches a person and encourages us, strongly encourages us, to properly manage our finances. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us that negligence in this regard, overspending, extravagance in this regard, will be a means of a person suffering losses. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, number one, ma 'ala man iqtasad. What is iqtisad? Iqtisad is to observe moderation in your expenses. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if you can manage your finances in such a way that you spend moderately, you don't spend wildly, negligently, and your finances and your spending is controlled and are well managed, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, you won't suffer from poverty in your life. But if you have abundant, you have a lot, and you have different sources of income, but you aren't managing your funds, you will find that even those funds will be insufficient. They'll never be sufficient for you. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, exercise moderation in your expenses, and Allah ta'ala will save you from poverty. Another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, min fiqhi rajul. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, one of the signs that Allah has blessed a person with intellect, has blessed him with wisdom, has blessed him with understanding, is rifquhu fi ma'ishatihi. He is gentle in his finances. Gentleness in his finances. He doesn't overexpend. He doesn't exceed the limit. He manages his finances and he observes moderation. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that is a sign that Allah has blessed the person with understanding and intellect. May Allah grant us the understanding.